All right, moving on. The Syrian army, backed by Hezbollah fighters, has made significant gains against foreign-backed militants in their offensives in Deraa province. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, army forces took control of the strategic town of Deir Adas and the surrounding hills. They also captured Deir Makar village, as well as nearby areas of Tal Arus and Tal Sarjeh. Nearly two dozen militants were killed in the clashes there. Fighting is underway in the town of Kafr Shams, also located in Deraa province. According to the observatory, Syrian troops are advancing in the area lining Deraa, Quneitra, and Damascus provinces near the occupied Golan Heights. Ali Riska, correspondent, joins us from Beirut to tell us more about this. Ali Riska, I'm going to try to get your analytical perspective here regarding this fighting, because you have Hezbollah involved here. What is exactly going on in terms of the advances that are being made and, of course, the significance of these advancements?
This is what we could call a triangular area between the Damascus countryside and Deraa and Quneitra. I think what is going on is that this is a very important operation vis-a-vis possible Israeli involvement or earlier Israeli involvement in the conflict. We all know that ever since the UN forces left that area, the Golan Heights, Israel has come in. There was some kind of a buffer zone established between al-Nusra fighters and Israel, this kind of coordination. So therefore, if the advances continue, then Hezbollah or the Syrian army, along with Hezbollah, will take away this buffer zone from Israel. So I think first and foremost, Israel will probably be the main loser. In addition to the Takfir groups, Israel will be a very important loser of this operation. In fact, what happens if this continues successfully for the Syrian army and Hezbollah, then you're going to see the Syrian army and possibly Hezbollah right on the front with Israel, instead of having the Takfiri groups, which is the nightmare scenario for the Israeli side. Why it came now, such an operation, according to military experts who I have spoken to, this operation requires months of planning. And I think, you know, when you speak about the southern front, contrary to the northern front, Aleppo, in the south, in Deraa, it's quite a short distance to Damascus. So therefore, as long as you have these Takfiris present in Deraa and in the southern areas, that would mean that Damascus remains vulnerable. So therefore, if you go ahead with such a sweeping operation, completely eliminate their presence, that means you further strengthen the hold on Damascus, which is considered to be a main part of the strategy of the Syrian government in defeating the Takfiris.
And right when this is happening, the U.S. has come out, Barack Obama, getting that war approval expansion to fight the ISIL. And what's interesting about that is it sounds like it has no geographical limits, that clause is left open. Your reaction to that?
Yes, I read that article in the New York Times, but again, I think if the U.S. had any plans to escalate its involvement in Syria, we would have seen that a long time ago. But I think now it's safe to say that the U.S. will not escalate. If anything, I think the U.S. is going closer to recognizing that Assad is there to stay. We all heard what President Bashar al-Assad said in his interview with BBC, that there is indirect communication between Syria and the U.S. about the American airstrikes. So I think we are extremely far away from any U.S. escalation in the Syrian arena. And I think it has also become clear, because we have ISIL spreading now. It has a presence in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which is also something not in the U.S. interest, because the U.S. intends to withdraw at the end of 2016. So the fact that this phenomenon of ISIL is expanding to other areas which are not in U.S. interest makes it all the more important for the American administration to further clamp down and try and eliminate this threat, even from the roots inside Syria.
Pleasure talking to you, as always. Thank you very much, Ali Riska, talking to us from Beirut.